This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges public to avoid long-distance travel amid heavy rain forecast in five provinces. Night-time vehicular movement on BP Highway banned until Tuesday. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel directs authorities for effective disaster management. Monsoon withdrawal likely to be delayed this year, and India and China to resume direct flights after five-year ban. Now the news in detail. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged the public to avoid long-distance travel unless necessary until Monday in Koshi, Madis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces following forecasts of moderate to very heavy rainfall. The authority warned that rain may trigger floods and landslides, particularly in hilly and low-lying areas. Water levels in major rivers, including Bagmati, Komala and Koshi, are expected to rise, and seasonal floods may occur in smaller rivers across several districts. Residents near riverbanks have been advised to stay alert and identify high ground, while local authorities, security agencies and volunteers are on standby for emergency response, with heavy machinery ready for deployment on vulnerable roads. Districts including Kathmandu, Kabri Palanchuk, Roswa, Makwanpur, Chitwan, Sankhua Sabha, Taplejung, Ilam, Japa, Murang, Bara, Persa, Sarlahi and Rohtat are considered high risk. The Lalitpur District Administration Office also urged residents to avoid travel, citing potential flash floods including landslides and road damage, especially along the Kanti Highway and roads connecting Bagmati and Kunjusum rural municipalities. Vehicular movement on the BP Highway has been banned at night starting today following warnings of heavy rain and the risk of flash floods. The District Disaster Management Committee of Kabri Palanchuk announced that non-essential vehicles will not be allowed on the highway from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. until Tuesday. Likewise, vehicle movement will be restricted at night on two major roads between Hetera and Kathmandu starting tonight until Monday, following forecasts of heavy rainfall. According to Makwanpur Chief District Officer Scheme Swester, vehicles will not be allowed on the Kanti Highway from 4 p.m. to 6 a.m. and on the Hetera-Bhainse-Kathmandu Road from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel has directed authorities to ensure disaster management is effective and people-centric. The instruction came during a virtual meeting yesterday focused on monsoon-related disaster preparedness, following forecasts of moderate to very heavy rainfall between today and Monday across Kosi, Madis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Home Minister Oriel emphasized the importance of maintaining good governance and uninterrupted public services even during disasters. The monsoon, which entered Nepal on the 28th of May and covered the entire country by the 20th of June, is expected to last longer than usual this year. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the monsoon became active again yesterday despite entering its final phase. Senior meteorologist Min Kumar Oriel said, while the 13th of June is the average date for the onset of monsoon in Nepal, this year it arrived 15 days earlier, and its withdrawal is also likely to be delayed. Under the combined influence of monsoon systems, local winds and a monsoon trough formed in the Bay of Bengal, heavy to very heavy rainfall is forecast over the next few days. Downpours are expected on Saturday and Sunday, and weather conditions are likely to improve on Monday. Oriel said after that, the impact of westerly winds would determine the timing of the monsoon's exit. Today, the day after Vijayadashami, people across the country are continuing to receive tika and blessings from elders. Those who were unable to receive tika yesterday can carry on the practice until Kozagat Purnima, the full moon day on Monday, which marks the conclusion of the Dasai festival this year. Two Buddhist trains were killed and more than 40 passengers injured in a bus accident at Burdivas municipality in Mautori district this morning. The deceased have been identified as 80-year-old Chulhai Chowdhury Burdivas 10, who died on the spot, and 10-year-old Prabhis Kharkab Iswarpur 12 in Sarlahi, who later succumbed to his injuries. According to Burdivas area police office, the bus was traveling to Kathmandu when the accident occurred. All injured passengers are receiving treatment at hospitals in Burdivas. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. India and China will restart direct flights this month, marking a step towards gradual normalizing ties between the two countries. The BBC cited India's foreign ministry as saying the resumption of flights will further facilitate people-to-people contact and contribute to the gradual normalization of bilateral exchanges. Direct flights were suspended in 2020 following deadly troop clashes at the Shir Himalayan border, which left at least 20 Indian and 4 Chinese soldiers dead. The confrontation, the first fatal clash since 1975, froze bilateral relations. Over the past year, both countries have worked to de-escalate tensions and rebuild ties through several rounds of high-level talks. India's largest budget airline, IndiGo, announced it will resume direct flights between Kolkata and Guangzhou starting the 26th of October. The two nations share an ill-defined border more than 3,400 kilometers, with overlapping territorial claims making diplomatic and trade engagement sensitive, but crucial for regional stability. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he and board director Russell Volt will determine which Democrat agencies to cut as the U.S. government shutdown entered its third day. According to the BBC, Trump suggested Republicans should use the situation to clear out dead wood and gave no indication of consensus on Democratic demands for health care subsidies to be included in funding legislation. Meanwhile, lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue to blame each other for failing to keep federal agencies open. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are either staying home or working without pay, and some federal attractions have closed, though others, including the Statue of Liberty, remain open. Analysts say neither side is likely to buzz without pressure from the public, most of whom have yet to feel direct effects. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kushi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, including Madhya province and few places of the remaining part of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati and Kurnali provinces and the Tarai region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges public to avoid long-distance travel amid heavy rain forecast in 5 provinces. Nighttime vehicle movement on BP Highway banned until Tuesday. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel directs authorities for effective disaster management. Monsoon withdrawal likely to be delayed this year. And India and China to resume direct flights after 5-year ban. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.